Gemara in the Basra, that Pechas and Anales brings down the Machoikas. If someone took Chavir and we sent it with a child to bring it to the store, there's a type of a measuring cup, and he wanted them to measure it to bring, let's say, oil to sell to the father. And the store owner, in addition to using it to measure for the child the amount of oil he was giving it to him, he also used it to measure for different customers. So Gemara brings in machlokes as to what the halacha would be if someone uses someone else's chesed shaloi b'rishus. We all know in the Gzeila that in order to take some possession of someone's chesed with the intent to keep it for oneself. But what happens when someone takes this and he's not taking it to keep it? He's taking it just to take a little oil to measure it. He's using the measuring cup and he's giving it right back to the child right afterwards. Would that be an Issa Gzeila or not? So Gemara brings in machlokes as to whether or not Shay will have it. One man down the hall, Shoshu Lemidav has a din of a shayl, and the other man down the hall, Shoshu Lemidav Gazel have it. And even on the side of the Gemara, that the Gemara holds Shoshu Lemidav shayl have it, the Rishban the Ikti brings down shayl have it, Dinik is shayl. The whole significance of the Machlokes as to whether or not one has a din of a Shoshu Lemidav is a Gazel or a din of a shayl, the only Nachkamina is the Negea, what is a Chayasus to the Chayasus? The Lacha by Gzeila is, if you steal a chesed, you have a sukuyah b'hashava, and you chayiv an einsin, until you actually return it, you put it in the rishus of the rightful owner. By shayil, if you give it back to the child, you'd be potent. But it's avada is up to Rishban, the miyu is surah, the miyu ikka. Even according to the man, the Amal holds, shayosh tamidah shayil have it, one of the yoga in this. And he brings the right, as the loy gorom is shaloyah yadib nikadim. There's a halacha, we have a shemrim, I'm not going to go to now, we'll learn a shemrim, after shemrim, we'll get to the halacha. There's a halacha, someone gives a chesed to someone to watch them, and the person is shaloyach yad, he's mishtamish with the chesed to himself. That doesn't go into the halacha of shalosh lamidah gazla, and a shayl havi. There's an issue of shlichus yad. The doctor is ram ikri, that even the man done with shayl havi, numerous from the halacha of shlichus yad, that there's an issue to be shaloyach yad as they called him. There's also an issue to be mishtamish with the chesed of chaveri, and the only nafkamina is whether or not he has a din, the negei einsim like a shayl, or he has a din of einsim like a ganet. Ravadet and Isser to be Mishdamash Rechefet Sechavere. And then in Dina, the Paskin shows for Midas, Gazan have it, the Rambam, the Tur, the Rosh, everyone brings down halach like that, and Chinnan Tef, the Chesed, I feel all cast the Sheila Shlomi Das, Abaylan, the Kagazan, Avadu and Paskin, and some of the Sheila Shlomi Das, he's considered a Gazan. The Shaila is, what's Taka in the car of this halach? Everyone understands Taka when they take something, let's say, the Moshul, and taken him. I'm going to use someone's umbrella. I'm only using it for a split second and I put it right back. I have no intention of fall to steal it. Mechatayat says taka should be nichwal in the halacha of Gzeila. So Kivega in Bamatsir, the Hamalas, is like this. So taka asked the kasha and to me it's a typical pella where no one else sells it. I didn't find anyone else who sells it on the kasha. What's taka in the makor of this halacha? Shows when it asks the gazel. The Torah says like sigzel and he's taking something with intent to keep it. Mechatayat says shows when it asks, it also has been like a gazel. He looked up Kivega, he asked Mecha Naskama, and then he says like this. He says that he has a tzad, maybe learning out of Shoyal, or learning out of Shlichas Yad, and he says at the end, but Hefis, the Adinin Zem Yisvara. He looked up Kivega, that the way you know that Shoyal Shlomidas is a Gazlan, it's not a Zakosav, it's not a Limus or someplace else. It's a Svara, that the same way if I take possession of someone's faith, it's to keep it, it has a din of Gzeila, so too if I take possession of someone's faith, it's just to be mishdamish with it, since I'm taking possession of the chesed, it will be nichwal chayl on the itz of gzeila, and we'll soon see in nafkaminas to how far the svara goes. Then if Kivega asks the kasha, there's a parasha of shlichus yad, the Torah has a special love, there's someone who's a shaman, it's shalayach yad, it's a kodim, there's an itz of shlichus yad. If Kivega asks, what do we need a pasuk of shlichus yad? Typically, a social emidav gazlin. It's mavur in this from Kivega, and it's mavur like this in the Chashulchan, the Devi Mishpat, other poskim. That the Isser of Shoshu Lemidav Gazlan is an Isser Midiraisa. Otherwise, he wouldn't have a kasha, what he need a parasha of Shlichas Yad. That Mavur Kvegas took it, the Shoshu Lemidav Gazlan is Mamish an Isser, and his Kol Nichla on the Isser of the Sigzel, that's Mamish an Isser Midiraisa. He asked why you need a pasuk of Shlichas Yad. Now, if one would be an Isser only Midarbono, then what you can't be kasha, why you need to say an Isser Midiraisa. Obviously, it's Chalukah Dinim, and much we'll get into at the end, if there's time to Chaluk. If Taka Shoshu Lemidas is in the Bona and Issa Deraisa, but what does Kasha? Why do you need a pasuk of Shlichus Yad? You need a pasuk of Shlichus Yad to tell me there's an Issa Deraisa to steal it. The Shalos Teshuvos Maril in Sinan Kuf Tzadichah argues on this kanta. It goes like this. So Shoshamidas, the Nikra Gazlan. The Shoshamidas is on the Gemara, which says there's a Nikra Gazlan. From the Dumali, Shatirsha Beisainu Din Gazlan Yeshvat. He says the significance of Shoshamidas Gazlan is that it has a din of a Gazlan, which means it is a Chiv, an Aysin, a Chiv, a Shova, all the ramifications that come out of the Zelo. The Loika over a lot of Loika Gnosis. The Maril says Klor, and some of the Shoshamidas, even though the Gemara says Gazlan and Chavatas, things like that. He's saying Shoshamidas Gazlan just means not that he's over the Isra of Loisigna, this Loisigna. It's just found it's a halacha that he's over, he has the ramifications, he has a chayas for the chayas, where as if he was a gazlan, but he's not managed a gazlan. If Gutman tells us on the Maril, the path of the Maril seems to say that it wouldn't be an Isra b'chlawas, Stamachi of Einstein. So they can't say that Stamachi of Einstein, because if you look in the Chaim Simon Yadalik, which we learned when you get taken a tower of Shalchaveira, here the person has to all come on to Nichol El Havish, Lamevit Mitzvah in the Noinai. Some is for the mitzvah which takes away the issa of the essence of the issa, the fact that it is an issa. So he learns that the maril just means it's the issa derabonon, and then it's the receivers that learns like this. There's other posts in the whole that the issa shows from that gazan is only an issa derabonon, it's not an issa deraisa, like a kvegan and done. And if you have time, we'll get to an afkaminis as to whether the issa is deraisa or derabonon. The tifachoshin, which brings a raya from the machaben, tiv zayin, also that the issa is an issa deraisa. So the Chavon Tzitz Zayin says like this, Ezer of Gazlan, and I list a bunch of cases, Alkeach Momo, the Mechazoto, and one of the cases he gives over there is, Veshetokot Va'avdei, the Behema and the Shdamishnev. Someone took a Behema or an Eved and used the Eved or the Behema. Which occurs is a case of Shoyel Shulamidaz Gazlan, and the fact that the Mechaber is Chayla together and Tzitz Zayin together with different forms of Gzela, and the way the Shach is Medayik and Tzifalas, that they put Giri Stroh and act on these Medayik, and now they must be in Issa Deraita. He wants to make the same Diyak over here. The fact that the Mechaber Tzolot is found in examples of regular Gzela, must be in Issa Deraita. Stand there at Agat, there's a Rav Chanan and Chadush Harim, both Shalzach and Akasha. What's Shosh Lemidas Gazla? We know that there's two different forms of Gzela. There's a din of Gneva, and there's a form of Gzela. And they have chalukim dinim, one has a din kefil, doesn't have a din kefil, the other chalukim dinim. Yes, they tell us what's the type of pshat and more use of shosh when that's gazlan. It depends. If he did it to say so, he should have a loss of a ganav, he should mechay to shum a kefil. Why do we always find the loss of shosh when we dance gazlan? The chanav like to sarachim. The chadish harim first tries a few different terutzim. He says, the usual case of shosh when we dance gazlan, he doesn't do it to tzimma. It's a normal case, but after in a chanami, he would be chayav. But at the end, he ends off, the halacha of that is not like that. He says, you don't, the simas tola poskim, you never find the washing soil for when he dies, is a ganas. And he says, avada, if one would do it, even if it doesn't say it, they wouldn't be chayiv kefil. There's a chokas yoyev, which has a long explanation, and I have time to go into it now, to why taka, the halacha is, that it only has a din of a gazan, not of a ganas. But upon him, it's before the chayiv, in the poskim, that soil for when he dies goes as far as only to be killed in the Israel, like Sigzel. If one would steal it, it wouldn't be chayiv and kefil, like a din of a ganas. And this form of gzela is a very, unfortunately, very common that people are nichshel in the avera of shosh lemidas gazlan. People are aware now how to take a chefet to chavera. People aren't so aware that they're allowed to take, use something just for a minute and they're fine on putting it back. The chofetz chayim, when he's meina, why does man azer people are nichshel in the oven of gezel? His example that he gives is that people are not aware of the halachas. The example he gives is hakashosh lemidas gazlan. So it's very kedai to chaver over, even taking something, even for a little bit, shel chaveri, avadet is a regular issa of gzela. Now the reason why some people are moya hetzer is they figure, I'm taking this, I'm using someone's thing, I have an umbrella, I want to run out to my car for a second, it's raining, take it and put it right back. What am I really doing? Am I taking the chefer to chaveri? It's not causing the bailam any hetzer. So the chazanish brings the raya from the Gemara and Baba Kama. What's the case over there? What's the case over there? He took the measuring cup. He took it for a second to measure it and put it back. Took the chazanish. The mirror, the intos, the avodah, shavod by shavod pruta. When someone was doing shavod shavod gazal, he doesn't have to take a type of avodah which is worth a shavod pruta. Al kivam shenayfu lahanisloy shavoy midas alavayis nas gazal. If someone takes something lahanisloy, it doesn't have to be that there's a no of a pruta, even if that no is not as insignificant as a no. I took something, I measured it for a tiny second. Still, it's nichlan the loch of soil, shalemidas gazlan. A common style that people ask when they get a soil, shalemidas gazlan, is they've seen the bishmanish over here, there's a lot of shtenders, tabletop shtenders that belong to other people. And the shaila is, it mutter for someone to be mishtamis with the shtender when the person in the bayin is not there now? He walks into the shnadish, he sees the shtender. Is he allowed to use it or not? The Shulchan Aruch Rav in Hilchos Sheila, Tishei, has certain heterim where it's not nichlal and halacha shows when it has gazla. It says like this. Also leilach lebeis chaveri, litrasham yisifra, afila bakrei. It's also to go lebeis chaveri, to read from a sefer, even if it's not the kriya, it's only going for one time, he wants to read it for a short time. It's also shleim yidaisei, deinshu shaloi, deinshu shal biyodah. It doesn't make a difference if the person whose house I'm going to use the sefer, by him, it actually belongs to him, or he borrowed it from someone else, and I guess the chiddush that he borrowed from someone else is, one would make the case, you see the person's not makbid on his sefer, he lent it to this person, so maybe I could say I'm allowed to use it also, because he's not makbid. So the shacharad, even the chiyagavna would be also. The eitzah is loyim l'shtamish b'shach ha-sefer, and that's possible to be mishtamish in a different sefer that's in his house, of Abubi Nifon, so from Das Gazlan. Then it gives two exceptions to the halacha. Says Elam King Yedeoi Bibirus Lo Yakrol Bala Sefer. The first half of the Shulchan Aruch Rav gives that if you know for sure, I'm talking about using a sefer, if you know for sure that the Bala Sefer wouldn't be mastered if you use it. Your chavrusa of his, your a good friend of his, a brother, you know for sure that the Bala Sefer wouldn't be mastered if you go ahead and use it, the sefer. So here he says it's mostly to be mishtamish in the sefer. We'll get to in a minute, we'll tell you that first of all, we learned last week. Last week we learned the Shita Tesis and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Paskins like that Tesis. That if you go to someone's house and the Oris over there serves you, Tamra over there, Moini, even if you're his best friend and you know for sure the person that we ask him, they should give it to you. Since there's a lot of years, let me dance, play how the years, and we're not going to apply the concept of what we know what his ask would be, that we already know that now and you're allowed to be mishamish with it. So what type of Shana Shulchan Aruch Rav over here that he says? That if you know for sure the Bible is not going to be masculine, over here it says it's mutter. Get back to this in a minute. And the second answer he gives is Oishu Dabar Shein Dorach Tol B'nei Yodah Mahakbir Alav Klal. What is the type of faith that's to no one minds if I use that? And I think a shtender would be nichlal in the halacha. Most people don't mind, I mean, use a shtender for a minute, but learning it, the guy's not using it anyway. There's no real shash that it's going to come to scoutal. So if I would be nichlal in the halacha, that you're allowed to be nishtamish in something, and it's like Dorach Shein Dorach Tol B'nei Yodah Mahakbir. And so now Harav continues, and he says, and this is some people take the tether a little too far. He says, what happens if mixed up B'nai Yodim are makbid on it, because they're nervous as they're going to be and right people are still not makbid. So this is enough Harav, ain't whole from the moment after Harav, with a cloud, when it comes to monetary issues, we don't go above the Harav. So even if right people would not be makbid on the Cheshit, he's an example, an umbrella, most people wouldn't mind if they use it for a second to go out. But there's a myriad of people, and it's more than that even, but there's a myriad of people that will be makbid in that. The Shulchan Aruch says, even if it's talking about a case, well, I know for sure that it's not going to come with a chokel. A filum borilish le yikalko tlal ofer. She bala chayfet chayfet loy al kaponim shem yikalko. If the bala chayfet has, even though it's not such a legitimate shash, but he has a shash that maybe it's going to come with a chokel. Dimo yideyes is a mitanus for a chayfet of extra she enacted. You're not allowed to be famous on this hatter to say that someone, it's a dover that the bailam are not makbid, unless you're 100% sure the bailam, the beretas, the people are not makbid on this. But just to be famous on Reiv would not be mutter. And we'll get to soon the Orcha Shulchan, which argues in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and he thinks to Nemon that if you have a Reiv, the halacha would be that it's mutter, Chayv's a parallel article, there's a klal ain't also the moment after Reiv. And soon we'll get to explain what the Chand Orcha Shulchan is. He seems to argue and hold that Reiv would be enough to negate this halacha. Really what's happening over here, Gzela. The Gzela is obviously called, I mean, the Stamish of the Chayv, but I'm taking it to me. The suffix, well, what's the suffix? The suffix is not if it's Zayla or not. The suffix is if he's mastered or not. The suffix is if he's a person who's mastered. If he's mastered, it's just an offer. So I want to be famous down from the road in order to take the end of his money. So am I allowed to take the end of his money? Let's say it would be a dollar on the table. And the shaila is, Roy people are not mastered, and me are mastered. So the shaila is, should I use the Roy to say that this moment is the type of moment that I'm allowed to go ahead and take? Okay. And if Hagen be Ivan Sigzela, you're right. If it's Navur, the Bible was a Makba, let's say. Good, so might you weren't Ivan Sigzela. It's true. But if I was on a lot of the Chatzchila go ahead and take something, Gebait on a Rav, that's the Shiloh of Shiloh of Mamma Nachar Rav. Not only is it in Bezna, it's in Nevi, it's in all six. If they have a Rav, Rav is still always Akam, it's not a Din in Bezna, I find them a tear. You go above the Rav, don't go above the Rav. So tell who owns the Sefer. You don't go back to where the real is. There is all the places we speak about Sefer says Rishas, why you go back to where it is. So you're right. But the Ma'al used the Tal of the Enoch Amon Acher Rebbe in everything. Not only the time of Sanat didn't pass from that, it's right. And the Torah of the Din is Acher Ab Mahathis, the Enoch Amon Acher Rebbe. And that is the Din in the Din Amon. Huh? As you have to say, Nichol Elav Eretz is the Amon, and there's no Mi Yedin. All these things, you just give the general rules. The problem with all these things is Tekka Toli and the Messias, an umbrella. I don't know what the Rebbe is the Messias, and it's Tekka very tricky to know exactly what to be saying of that. And since if you go to Shemach Rabbi, you can't be saying on Rebbe, then it's Tekka very limited to how you could use this Tekka, because in Echanami, there's a decision that maybe there's a million people that would be Makkah. It's hard to go from one case to another case to be Messiah exactly what all people are about. There's also a Ramah that says that Madhav Lamasa Sidon Nafak was a Chavera. That's a case also with no one's Makkah. About the Ponim, Shtetim is just another Sarav over here, that if it's a type of a Chesis, and we'll say a Shtender is a Kerl on this, that the data for people is they're not Makkah, if someone uses it, then it will be Muslim. So the exact Tata is only limited if you know who Shtender it is. But if you don't know who the Bailam are, could be that the person's going to walk in, and then Avadi is going to want to use it for himself. He might be embarrassed to come over to you, tell you, can you move over? So if you know whose standard it is and you want to use it, then fine. You could use it, therefore the Rabban is not master. But if there's a chash that he's going to need it for himself, and during that time, you might come to use his thing, the Mechir B'chir Agadim would be awesome. I think Uriah from the Mishnah Berurah, and Hilchos Sukkah. Seen Shul, Mechir B'chir belongs to the standard belongs to the person. A Seen Shul, that's the result, like when you give, when someone sits in a seat, you're not going to send the seat that it's a seat, or... Secret word. The Machaber in Hilchos Sukkah passage is like this. The Chatzibo Lo Yeshiv Ovin B'Sukkah Chaverish Lo Emidaita. You're not supposed to sit in the Sukkah and the Chaverish Lo Emidaita. The Mishaburu says over there, Mutu L'Kanes Lo Yeshiv B'Sukkah Chaverish The Shof Ein Baal HaSukkah Shom B'Sukkosa. If you know that the person is not sitting in the Sukkah at that time, it's Mutu to sit in the Sukkah. She Bevada Lo Yakvid Oze, the Vabed is not going to be Maktiv. Because the Kaal, which the Nichalei, the Inish, the Lev Mitzvah, the Lein, but the Mekal Mokin, in Eshnes, the Yobi, by the Sukkah, the Oichu, the Shom. In Echanani, you're allowed to be Mishamish in someone's Sukkah, the Mokin, where there's no Chash is in the Kaal. But if there's a Chash, the Yobi, by the Sukkah, the Oichu, the Shom, after the Eitz, the Knitz, the Inish, the Leitma, the Shloim, the Daitre. You can't go in Shloim, the Daitre, the Eshnes, the Vaish, the Baish, the Konis, the Lechel, the Lash, the Eitz, the Kacha, the Fonach. The Chash, the Bailon, is going to come in the middle, and he's going to be embarrassed to do his Sukkah in front of you. The Shuru passes that even if it's a type of a thing where the Etzim is Nicholai, the Etzim, the person doesn't mind if he uses a Sefer. So even in a case where the Baal is not mastered on it, if there's a chash that the Baal is going to come and during that time you're going to be using a Sefer and he's not going to be able to use it because you're using it, so the Chi Agadna, the Chayot, the Osir, to be Mishdamash, the Chayot, the Fadega. And Hanani, you have to know whose it is, and if it's Taka time, and you walk into Shul, and the guy's going to be running all over his house, and if it doesn't let you use it, and maybe there's a Zayla. If you know Taka... Right. Well, you have a case. You know Taka citizens, he's not there. You think they just had the... They walked into Shul, you didn't know who's what? You know the guy's a Taka sitting over there. It has to be like that. How can you use something... If I want to use it, and I'm taking it away from the Bible, how can it not be Zayla? I mean, it doesn't even think you need a riot. How can it be that I'm allowed to use someone's thing and take it away from him possibly using it? I tell you, you should have a better case than that. That the person, what's the whole Svar of Talos? The Svar of Talos is Nicholai. Is Nicholai? You want to walk into Shul and not have a Talos next week? It's possible because I'm taking it away from the Bible and Yizikha doesn't let me use it. He's like, he doesn't let me use it. I'm not allowed to be saying that to use it. Even if it's a public place, well, mind you, he still wants to use it for himself. The whole Svarah, in order to get it out of Shalashlami Daz Gaza, is a Svarah to say that the Bailam let me use it. The Bailam is not maxed on it. The whole Svarah are the Bailam are not maxed. If the Messias is that the Bailam are maxed on it, so why should it be different? There is maybe a Svarah to say when you leave something in a public place, it's like I die to the hockey, I bring it in to let everyone use it. We'll see, maybe Moshe says that in Gehar Sefer. We'll get there. But the Chayyab, they stand there. I'm thinking, prison, Chutzatiyah. Chutzatiyah has his own use. He grabs it, doesn't mind if someone goes ahead and uses it. So when he comes to Shul in the morning, he wants to be able to use it himself. He's not putting it out so everyone should be able to go ahead and take it. Now let's go back to the first heter the Shulchan Harav gives. So Harav gives a heter that if you know and you're friends with the Rebbe and you know for sure, he wouldn't mind if you use a sefer. Then the Shulchan Harav, the day of the beer is not matter, and it's mutter to use. The Harav is serious, what Shulchan Harav himself and Hukhaf Metziah passed. Here he says, Akhiru Borovot, if you other Rebbe to Nunkwa, or as though Yismachu be a Gilu of Ne'avosu Moisoi, Oslo Lohenes to Loi Dach Rebbe. So the Rav is in the Torah, we went last week, of Shita Sateisah, that it's also to be Mahanas, it's the Dovah of Haveri, even though you know that the Bailam, once they come, will be masking that you should go ahead and take it, and it's today's Daf, and Afyani, and the Gemara and Mazutra, Mavur Abdiya and Tesis, that it's also to take something, even though you're 100% sure that once the Bailam finds out, he's going to be masking to you, it's still also to go ahead and take it. So what's Taka Shandas, Halakhar, the Rav over here says, Elkin, you daily the beer is for Yakura Bala Chayfet. If you know the beer, the Bala Chayfet is not going to be active, then it's mutter to go ahead and take it. So Mimsas Pitan tells us on the Sarim of Shachan al-Kharab. It says like this. It says that even according to Shachan al-Kharab, sorry, Kishayin ha-Chayfet miskalko. He says he's mechalak between the Chayfet is going to end up getting ruined, or if I'm just being mishamish, the Chayfet shall have it. He doesn't explain what the Chayfet is, what the difference should be. Now first of all, Sarah Ian, very nice, Shulchan Harav makes this chilek. But what's the makor, where did Shulchan Harav get that there's such a chilek? And Dave, what's the svara of such a chilek? So I still say to Imre Yaakov in his appearance on the Shulchan Harav, he wants to say that the makor of the Shulchan Harav was from the Chabin Erechayim, Simon Yudalek. The Chabin of the Paskin, Mutu Lito, Chalas Taveret, Mutter to take a talus there, but the vorach of a vatsi yakalai say mutter with the talus. If you find it folded up, you have to fold it back up in the same way. But it's mutter to be mishanesh with talus of a vere. Chol the talus of the mukiyeser. Mukiyeser says the svar of nichalei the inis of mitzvah the noinen. The fact the meyaka very good. It's nichalei a person is masking to the mitzvah. So much to do mitzvah and the noinen. And the kaisa chayshin to min reisam obey is told from this kasha. What happened to shita's tesis? Shita's tesis is that if someone knows for sure that the Bailan is not going to be macro if he walks into his house, he says Tamri we remind him. Still Tosfos says we apply the Yisraid of a Bayah, Yisraid Midas, we have a year. And Kerlan, that is, anytime it can be Mishai, what the Das of the Bailan is, even if it can be Mishai, we can't apply it earlier. So how could it be very nice if Nichalei, Leinish, he wants to do a Mitzvah, Leinish. But Seif Kol Seif, he never gave a Shush to a person to use it. So what's Chad in the Mechabit? He says it's Mutzvah to take a towel for Haberei. That's true, but I have. Yeah, I said that when I said there's a case like this where it's normal, the Tyson, the Shemacharab says, he brings a raya, that's when it's a Rajbo, he brings a raya that's a muscle by an Isha. If you know Isha wants to give out the dog, to share the dike of the hockey, I give him a. To say the same thing, I'm not expecting anyone, I don't know what his first coming into shul today. Again, but you don't expect, when was the last time someone came and took his house? You don't know? I could be Messiah that no one ever took his house. No one ever, never happened, right? So these are the things that the case of the year is expecting. People come to ask his wife for money. I was rogel to. The svara, that svara, again, that svara we said last week is something that I'm expecting to aim them. I know, where's it? To aim them, I know that it's going to fall off, so may come and I give up hope in it. I don't expect it to happen. I could have standard that at any time someone wants it, but it has to be something that I'm expecting to happen, and otherwise I have a son of yours like that. It could tell me that a person wants it, very nice a person wants it, but since you didn't think about it, I doubt you thought about lending your talents to someone, because it's very weird that someone's going to come without a talent and planning it. It's true, it is Nichol Elinish. It's not a person's masking. But it's not only an individual person, but it's a night. Right. Look, what's Tyson's case? Three, if you think about the case of Tyson's case, this case is three Amorayim came to someone's house and they wanted to use a tamar of your money. They wanted to use to eat an apple. Can you imagine if they came to your house and someone would take out of your fridge an apple and give it to them? Is there a time in the world that you wouldn't want that? No. Still, what Tyson says, since he is going to ask for the years, if the person gave it and he would eat it, he'd be able to get it. Why is it different? Because the devotee, you didn't know Rav Moshe Feinstein was coming to your house, so in the Kaddish to say that you left him to give it at. That's right. Over here also, you never expected, if you had expected, if the derech was, again, if the derech was, there was always people coming into shul, and always taking the toysim, and they didn't have the towels, and they took it, so then they said, then it wouldn't be a kasha. So the chayrim, the mechaber is toysim, he says, mutter lito towel saveri. He doesn't say the case is where it's rogel, that people came and didn't have toysim, and they came and took it. If the case is that it was rogel and mechaber, you would never kasha. But the seamless of the mechaber and the zichad, if you want to apply it to today, today there's no one, it's very rare that someone comes and uses towel saveri in some of that, and the chayrim, the is passing the halacha, that it's mutter to take it. So how does it fit in with the sheet of paper? There is no meat. Again, so what's Tosha's case? Tosha's case was where the other thing that some. Okay, so I'm gonna go through this in Tosha. Okay, so the Tosha question. I mean, maybe we'll say it has. I think it's Tosha. Sure, but. Like this. The Tzeis HaChayim Taka says Mitzvashani. That's all he says. He says in the Reish HaMavei, he says Mitzvashani. The Mashach tells us on the Tzeis HaChayim, it's a cost of Mitzvashani, Nicholai Lavin Isra, it's a sheet in the Rishonim, it's not even a Gemara. What does it mean that a Mitzvah is called? I thought maybe he could Taka say, I found the Shalat Tshuva's Ber Moshe, says a similar Svarah, says the Svarah Manus that he was saying. He says, Tzeis HaSvarah is only when it wasn't an Antahabi Gemurah. When it's an Antahabi, Poshat an Antahabi, the person wants, then it's different. Now, the chayt to me is the shtickle of power, because you go to Gemara's case. If you think about the Gemara's case, who wouldn't want an amoyah to eat from his, give him the tamir of the amoyah? And the shtickle of the rav is mafurish, not like that. The shtickle of the rav's case is, afilu boroloi shteyedu levaylo shemoytla is a yifmuchu vi, boroloi is yifmuchu vi yagilu vnei avosomoytla. His case is the word boroloi shteyedu levaylo that he's going to want. His case is not where it's a sofik, it's boroloi, he's washing a boroloi. So to say that that's trying to shtickle of the rav, that the Nyasha the Sira could be Nabor, could be Tesla Cheshul ones like that, the Shah Chilin Ben Moshul ones like that. But Shah Harav, the Chayyad Eitzim on work, could be Mufurish, that even if it's Boroloi, and the Chayyad Boroloi and Antahadi is the same thing. Not the same thing? We have to have a din. The din just creates that he's Nicholai. If he's Nicholai, it's the same as the din. There's no din. It's not a din. It's not a great cause of it's not a din over here. It would be a din. It is. It's a svara that the person wants that he should be mitzvah on mind. He's willing to give it to you. That's not more than that. And a chanami. But the chayfet has to do with this guy. It's not telling you what the belt is. If I want to give my chayfet to someone, it's telling me. It's not telling you what the belt is. If I'm active in about, it wouldn't be. If Nicholas is mind, if I don't want, then about I can retain my dialogue over it. I performed the mashag by Tarathin on the church, and he says a different tariff. Look at the mashag asks the same kasha as the church. How does this halacha stem with the Shulchan Aruch Harav? It's not the Shulchan Aruch Harav, it's not how does it stem with Shita Tosis. And the answer, I'm not saying over Mamish, I don't know if it's exactly the way the mashag says it, but Ke'en to the Torah. He says it's cholot, minigay the dinner of the Shamshas, and the dinner of taking a chayfet. What's the makor taka that Ishtamshas is also? He said the makor of Kivegas, taka tells us, why taka it also? Look at Kivegas, the svar. What's the svar? This one, when I take something and I plan on keeping it, doing the same as far, I can't see, goes will get a safe. Just taking it for a second and putting it back. So the chayr, the svar is that Ayyidei, the Ishtamshas, Ayyidei, I'm being Ishtamshas with the chayfet, I'm taking possession of the bailam chayfet, shaloi b'shul. The fact that he's marked it and doesn't let it in my reshus, even for this amount of time, that's proof of what turns it into gzela. So, clearly, you could say that the svar is, but again, when someone's being mishtamish, the chayfet shachaveira, it's gufa, the fact that the person is marked it, that's what turns it into gzela. This is like when someone steals a chayfet shachaveira. He wants to take something, he wants to take an apple and eat it. Why is it gzela? Because the Torah said, I can't take Yen's apple. The only way for me to be able to take Yen's apple would be if he's marking it to me. Cold man, he's not marking it to me. Then a bad belongs to him, and I'm taking Yen's thing. Being established to pay for the chavera, that's why I'm not taking it for myself. It's not gzela the flower. What makes the gzela gufa is the fact that the Bailam don't want their chavera to my reshus, even for a small amount of time, that gufa will turn into gzela. Not that the etzim is gzela. What turns it into gzela is the kpeda of the bailam that they don't want my favorite to identify for a small amount of time. That gufa what turns it into gzela. So that you understand that taka cholot alocha of nishtamish the chayfet shachaveri. So the fact that someone takes it, and this someone pointed this out, you look at the Melosh and Mrs. Peterman in the act of the Seer, he says, Shisa'ina Chayfet Miskalto. Because this whole head of the Sukhan of Harad is that when the Chayfet is not becoming Miskalto, I later example. And we'll see this quarrel we said, the Chayfet is very Muslim. If the Chayfet is becoming Miskalto and taking possession of the Chayfet, it could be Avada over here, it would be Mamet and Isser of Geneva, and it would be only because of the Bible of a Master, it wouldn't be Kail and the Torah, it would be Samadri, the Pastor of Din of Zela, and Avada over there, it would be Yosef. So I'm going to go quickly into the offer of being Mishtamish, the Sefer Safadeira. The Ramal Paskin, also Luma Misforum Chavere, the Loy Daikre. Also to use a Sefer Safadeira, the Loy Daikre, to be in a Beit Medrash, someone has a Gemara, someone has, and you want to learn in it for a few minutes, the Chayyab Yaiser, the Isra, and the Ramal says the reason, even though we have a trial that the Loy Mitzvah, Nichle Lenish, but over here, the students that might end up getting ruined, there's no trial of Nichle Lenish, and Mitzvah Lenish. And the Shavur of Haskins like this, he says, he brings from a prima godin, the oil of Noyagin, Shemaitan Siddur Tfilo, a master of the Knesset, Shemaitan Oyster Gedeta, a spowel boy, they take a Siddur, they use it, the only day a Hetel is there. Look to the Shavur, he doesn't know a Hetel for someone to go, the Mishtanash, a Siddur Safadeh. The Chasofan argues on this halacha of the Shavur, and he wants to say that today it's different, he says, to learn it, back cry, someone's learning it just to be an iron boy. So the idea that the Chiyai Gavna would be Musa for someone to do it, because the Derech is that the Bible may not match it. And on the Zaiti, the Zman Azar, the Sfar, the Chashofim is very moving. Maybe even in times of the Shavur, people pack a mask on the Sfar was a very expensive item. Today, I think if someone would touch someone's talus, people might look at him a little strange, where he's taking my talus and my tefillin. In fact, the Chashofim says that once you're masked, the Zman Azar, because people are masked on Zayah, masked on other things, more masked, and you shouldn't pack a take even talus off of it. But a sefer of Zman Azer, people are not as makbid are as they were in the time of the Shavuot. And I saw in the sefer Mamon Yisrael from Rav Badner, he said that he came to Eliyashiv's shir, and he didn't have a Gemara, and there was a Gemara there, a private person to Gemara, and he asked Eliyashiv if he's allowed to use it, and he told him pastor if he could take it. And he brings over there, he also asked his Zman Nechemia, and he told him that Svarim, today people are, it's a cheap item, people are not really nervous at the end of getting ruined. So for someone to take a sefer of Zman Azer, l'chari b'yeh yesh ha'milusma, that people are not marked on that as manazah. Again, Avada, the other svara applies, because he might need it for himself, and during that time, he's not going to be able to use it. Avada, you're able to apply that svara as well. Again, if you know who safe it is, you look at the name, and he's not there, then you're allowed to use it. If you don't know who safe it is, and you're nervous that the guy might come during that time, or if there's no one else in this matter, they could use it. Everything is totally, and then you have to use the sefer when the person is makrid, when a person is not makrid. It is a fact that the person will be makrid, and I find it would be also to use. It's the fact of all of me, I don't know. I have that concept. I don't know. Oh, I suppose we ran out of time, and so next time we'll continue. Well, if you're allowed to go, you're allowed to use someone's premises to make to a shortcut or to park in someone's parking space, so that'll be also a problem with the law. So we'll continue next week with that.